Satnam, welcome everyone. And we are here today with the Tuesday Shakti Activation Transmissions with Yogi Bhajan. He's smiling. He left a wave hello to everybody. And thank everybody for being here and also at the beautiful Yogananda Gardens here in LA. So I just walked around the lake and I looked at all the turtles sunning themselves. It's a beautiful sunny day. And the incredible flowers, and even stood in front of the shrine where some of Mahatma Gandhi's ashes are. So we have a most beautiful, beautiful frequency through which we're receiving all these blessings today. So I wanted to continue some of where we left off a little time before. We were talking a couple of weeks ago about our tapas and the little introductory informal talk we just had a minute ago really illustrates what, as a collective, we're going through, that people are reacting, people do feel in pain, people do feel pain, people do feel hopeless, people feel angry, people feel sad, all these feelings, and that's part of being human, and that's all what it is. But when we get stuck or mired in the mud, and I was looking at this lake, mired in the mud of those feelings as if those are the only thing that exists, that's where we start having problems. So what's being transmitted through from the masters today, from Yogi Bhajan today, is he wants us to really, what he wants us to do, and we started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, is understand more about the tattvas, and that the ruling tattva, the ruler, your ruler of your own divinity, your own lord and master, your own queen, your own royal lineage, comes through the ethers, through your etheric tattva, and that's the controller of the other tattvas. Just like going into the neutral mind, we're able to step back and watch what our positive mind has to say, what our negative mind has to say. So when we understand the tattvas, which are the elements, and that we're made up of these elements, what holds everything together, the binding agent, so to speak, is the consciousness of ether. So we kind of rattle off the elements, the tattvas, you know, earth, air, water, fire, and ether. And it's not clearly understood that the power of ether is the power of everything. So just like we focus on the neutral mind, again, when whatever sensations we're feeling, bring everything back to the consciousness of the ether, the consciousness of the tattva ether. And that is going to create the equilibrium or the balance or the perspective which allows you to totally be connected to your own divine nature, which then allows you to be connected to the master at all times. Thank you, sir. Yogi Bhajan's body just said, thank you, thank you. I like it when he's with us. So what we're moving into as we crack the code of 3D and move into the higher dimensions of the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, where there is an unending stream of light, there is an unending stream of compassion, there is an unending stream of forgiveness, there is an unending stream of love. When we crack the code of the barrier to experiencing the consciousness of the ethers, then we can move into the realization and claim our own divinity, which is our true nature, which is what moving through 3D and the Aquarian Age and 2012 and beyond is all about. And I had a very interesting experience. Personally, myself, with this yesterday, with the tattvas and a big breakthrough. So what happened was, I actually felt very heavy yesterday, kind of clay-like, I would say. I felt as if I'd just been fashioned from some clay, and I hadn't really been animated with all of the higher feelings, so to speak, the higher energies that I was dragging around. And then I went into a beautiful meditation with my friend, and we started channeling really, really beautiful light. And what I experienced was that literally that these lower patterns, these lower DNA encoded patterns, actually started sort of popping open like popcorn. And later, and I'm going to talk more about it and what it means and everything, but later when I was, the evening news happened to be on, which is doesn't happen that often, but anyway, when the evening news was on, they just happened to show this picture of the sun, and they said that yesterday they had the biggest solar flare that's ever happened, and it was something, they showed a picture of it, and they showed this, like a ball of fire, and then this flame coming off the side of the sun, like it emitted this flame, and they said that the solar flare was something like 125,000 degrees, or some really, really hot temperature. And I realized that I had been feeling really agitated all day, and that it was because these solar flares are activating our DNA, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're cracking, they're burning through the dross of these lower frequencies. So I realized that I was having these lower energies were just kind of coming to the surface, and I was just feeling uncomfortable all day. And then during the meditation, I literally felt these flames coming up through my feet and up through my whole body. And I was tired all day, and I couldn't wait to go to sleep. And then after the meditation, I was so energized I couldn't sleep. I just felt these flames just literally coming up through my body. And what Yogi Bhajan has told us, and he's saying yes, is that we have 8.4 million lifetimes till we get to this one lifetime where we can actually transcend and be self-realized, be aware of our divine nature, claim our mastery, move into that consciousness, move into that ability to know that within ourselves and to be emanating the light, radiating the light, embodying the radiant body and walking in the 11th body of mastery. And what he was saying is that with all of these incarnations, whether we've gone through them ourselves, these incarnations maybe as a dragonfly or different animals or something, or whether they've come through our ancestral line, what he was saying is that in the encoding of the lower frequency DNA, there's all these experiences of animal consciousness, of being either predators or being eaten, which creates a lot of fear. And also is what he's saying, that's what's creating wars on the planet, which are going to become extinct. So he was saying that these lower frequencies in the DNA have to be literally transmuted with this flame. And he's saying that's what the solar flares are doing for us. So if somebody feels reactive or agitated, especially yesterday, you might want to just check on the internet or turn the news on or something and see what the solar flare activity is, because that was a direct experience that I had myself. And it was so beautiful that I was shown, oh, this is what it is, that as we move with the access point of Japa, we talked about this, the access point into the etheric realm, into the etheric tapa being Japa, as we move into that borderline, that borderland, where we move into our divine consciousness held in the tata of the ether, and as we go through that portal with Japa, we're also activating tapa, which is the fire, the kundalini fire, that will burn through these patterns, these lower 3D patterns that are held as long as we're in a physical body, in the DNA. So if it comes up for you or if it comes up for others, Yogi Bhajan was saying, just be aware of it. You know, do your exercises, do your breath of fire, or if you're too hot, he's saying, breathe through your left nostril, and also drink water. Put a little lemon in it. And he's saying, if you're still feeling too hot, you can actually put, we were doing this before with our amethyst crystals, but you can put water in a glass or a gallon jar in the moonlight. And he said, especially, he said, the new moon with your intentions to transmute these lower 3D frequencies out of our DNA. And as we do it, we'll add that to the field, to the collective field. So we've got new moon and Taurus coming up. We've got these things coming up, not too distant future. So he's saying that that would be a good time to work with the moon energy, to work with the mother energy, to create kind of a healing balm so that we can be more relaxed as we pass through the fire. He's literally saying we're passing through like rings of fire. And that's another thing I was reading on the internet, that along the West Coast they're saying that different places on the earth, the ring of fire, the volcanoes are being activated, they're active. So this is just coming up from Mother Earth, and it's the tapa that's burning the dross of the memory imprints in 3D of these lower patterns. And what's held in these lower patterns? But things like grief, shame, jealousy, I don't know, revenge, all these things are coming up to be literally be popped open, to be cracked open. And there was actually a little story about Rumi that I was reminded of this weekend. And Rumi is the best-selling poet in the U.S. And he's a 12th century Sufi mystic. And Rumi had a very close friend, and it's, you know, rumored that they were lovers, this very close friend was a man. And because of this relationship, Rumi's family was very uncomfortable with this man. So in secret, behind Rumi's back, they plotted to take this person out to the desert, and he was never heard or seen from again. So, of course, it was assumed that he was killed or something. So when Rumi found out, of course, he was just, his heart was broken. He was completely devastated. And then on top of that, to add to that, when he found out who actually was responsible for the disappearance of his most beloved person, closest person to him, he was just even more devastated. So through Rumi's grief, he just actually started spinning. He put his arms out and he just started spinning. And he spun and he spun and he spun, and this was actually the beginning of the whirling dervish motion and movement, the motion of the spinning. He started to find an inner peace and an inner balance. And when he went deep, it caused him to go deep inside himself. And when he went deep inside himself, what happened was, is that he found that place, he found the center of his heart, he found his sacred heart, and his heart literally cracked open to this deep, deep inner space, to what is his core essence. And when that happened, he merged with the divine, and he merged with his lover, who he didn't see again in physical form, and his heart cracked open. And that's what he shares with us through his poetry. And it's very interesting that this is selling so well now, in this time, hundreds of years later. So this is what we're talking about right now. When we can go into that inner space, that inner core essence, when our identification with the tattva, with the etheric tattva, takes us to our true identity, then literally our heart will crack open and allow these higher dimensions, these higher frequencies, these pure realms of love and compassion to come into us. And then suddenly when you look around, maybe it's just a little bit at a little time. Maybe one day things look a little bit differently, or another day you perceive things to be a little bit different. But when this happens, when your heart cracks open and you literally release those lower patterns in your DNA and you're able to open to the higher frequencies, then the light of the divine, of which you are, and you merge with, will start to stream through you, and then you start having different thoughts and different feelings and different desires, like a desire to be compassionate towards people no matter how much they're reacting. It creates a different perspective, not like a distance, like greater than or less than, but I would say more like a space, like when you're in your neutral mind, how it creates kind of a way to see things and be compassionate, but not be in that field, because it's like the blind leading the blind. We want to be able to give a hand up to the people around us and allow them to see the direction of the current, the direction the current is moving, the direction the frequency is moving. So when we remember this and we learn to identify, hold our identity in the divinity of our of the ether, of our etheric field, the divinity of the etheric tattva, then we're moving from being locked into the just animal or just lower attributes of just struggling through the human experiences to the divine spiritual nature. And now you become a bearer of the divine light. You become a shining radiant light. You walk in your radiant body. You're magnetizing and radiating from that divine heart space, and that's your center. Your light radiates from there, and this is creator light. This is creator light, and then you become a creator being rather than someone that's at the effect of the sensory system. Yes, the senses are beautiful. It's beautiful here by this lake. It's beautiful to smell the flowers. It's beautiful to see the water and the blue sky and to feel the sun. But I would rather feel it as a creator being than someone who is subjected, who is controlled by, because it's beautiful to walk around the lake and feel that, and to keep walking and continue on my journey. So at this point, you move into the consciousness of a creator being, a co-creator being, and that is the goal of what we're working towards. And everybody here on this call has the destiny, and not everybody has the destiny, but everybody on this call has the destiny to live in the consciousness of a creator being and to emanate that divine creator light from your core essence to light the way for others who are feeling like mud, like I did yesterday, who are reacting, who are in pain, who are experiencing maybe life through, you know, too much fire or not enough fire or whatever, or too much earth. They feel or not enough earth. They don't have enough, you know, resources to do what they want to do. They feel stuck on Gaia. They can't move around. They can't travel. Or they don't have a perspective. They don't have the wisdom to share with others. And they don't know how to move through these denser frequencies. So you are the way shower. You are the light bearer. You're the one who's holding this ray and shining the beam and saying, there is a way out, there is a way through, and there is more and more divinity being born onto the planet at this time. So you move into being one who lives in with the value of seva. And seva is sometimes described as selfless service, but I think it's giving up the sensory, being controlled by the sensory self. You're totally flowing with the light of the divine, and you feel moved to move with the light because you're getting nourished by it. So you're giving up a sense of a limitation of self, and so that you can expand into that bigger self and be shown every moment ways and ways and ways to share the light. So this is sometimes called a world server, but we usually say seva, that we're living from our heart chakras with compassion and in this seva. And seva leaves seva and simran, which is the meditation, the remembrance of the name, the remembrance of the Nam. And then when we remember that and feel that divinity and let it stream through us, now we're moving out of these patterns of lower third dimensional frequencies and moving into the reality of fourth dimensional and fifth dimensional unseen energies. So the more we can get unentangled from these lower frequency patterns, the more liberated we feel, and also the more choices that we have, and the more we're able to uplift others. So this progress in this conscious awareness is a prayer. So you can intend this. You can have this be your prayer to be shown the way to move into an active role. So as you allow yourself to be, have a calm mind, like passive, it's also an active role. So it's a balance between active and passive, and it's a way of communicating with the divine. So the divine needs us to up-level our frequency so that it can meet us. It can meet us in this pure space. We have to move through our shadow selves, and we've got Pluto going into retrograde, I think on Wednesday, but that just takes us into our deep inside ourselves. So notice that you'll be going more and more deeply within, and you're going to have a chance to harmonize and integrate all your 10 bodies, your emotional and mental selves, whatever natures you've inherited from your DNA, from your childhood, from past lives. So you can move into attaining this deep, deep harmonious oneness with all of your 10 bodies, with all of your human self, and then move into walking into your mastery at this time. Okay, so the master's with us, so just breathe and allow him to take you through these patterns with Ardas Bayi. And I'm going to actually, I can't have a phone. I'm going to go sit by the lake, and I'm going to be tuning in with you all and meditating with you and receiving the transmissions also. So thank you, everyone, and I will talk to you energetically through the astral now and in person next week. Satnam.
Oh, my God.
and hold. And exhale. Such a beautiful mantra. I love it. Really one of my favorite. We do our Darshvayi and the things clear out. Brighter and beautiful. We'll see you next. Next Tuesday we'll be on. And Guru Kiran is still meditating, but if anybody wants to say something, this is the time. Otherwise, I'll say Satnam. And like I always, I love you.
Satnam,
I love you too.
I love you too, Tajfree. Well, leave and be well. Satnam.
Satnam. Satnam. Satnam, thank you.